In just a minute, the limericks arrive from Nantucket, and Carl's ready to read them to a listener. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. And first, it's time to strap on your spurs, because once again, it's time for Wait, Wait, On the Trail!
Yee-haw!
Shane, come back. Come back, Shane.
Roy, finally, a real rumble out there in the trail. Conservatives all united in attacking Barack Obama. They questioned his patriotism, his ability to serve, even his sanity, all because Senator Obama said he refused to do what?
He would not wear an American flag pin.
Right.
On his jacket.
Exactly right. A reporter in Iowa noted he wasn't wearing one of those lapel pins with a flag and asked him why, and he said that he decided not to soon after 9/11 because, quote, the pins became a substitute for, I think, true patriotism, which is speaking out on issues that are of importance to our national security, unquote. Well,
where does he get off with this?
I don't know. Conservatives. Conservatives acted as if he had just said, quote, yes, I like to cook and eat babies. Who does not? He was decried as a hardcore leftist and America hater. Fox News' Sean Hannity asked, quote, why do we wear pins? Because our country is under attack. And they can deflect bullets.
I was going to say immediately when someone fires a gun, my lapel goes like this.
Yes. Even the mainstream media said that Obama had blown it. A smart, seasoned, experienced politician, the pundits said, would, of course, respond to that question by lying. Oh, my pin? Where's my pin? Damn it, Hillary Clinton must have eaten it. The metal nourishes her, you see.
Little known historical fact that Robert E. Lee was not wearing his Confederate flag pin at Gettysburg.
There you go. Yep.
You know what, Roy, your pin is skewed. Let me just fix that.
Who are we trying to fool? We're NPR people. We're wearing an Al-Qaeda pin.
Charlie, please listen to Carl give you some of the highlights from a man's long radio career.
Marvin, where'd you go? You go back into your hole, Marvin? Listen, I enjoy sports, Marvin. You think that makes me a bad person? Marvin, get a life.
And?
Hey, you're a real slob, and you're disrespectful of the rights of other people. Clean up after your dog, damn it!
And lastly, this classic.
David, your compulsion, your excessive concern for weasels is a sign of something wrong in your personality.
Those were just highlights of a radio program that ran in New York City from 1994 through 2001. A radio program hosted by whom?
That would be Rudy the K. Giuliani.
Exactly. Spinning the hits. As mayor, Rudy Giuliani took to the airwaves once a week to talk to his city, and the result was a combination of FDR's fireside chats, Dr. Laura's advice show, and a bonfire rally by Mussolini. Sometimes he offered help to citizens dealing with a bureaucracy, but he also went after anybody who dared criticize him, including the guy who said he spent too much time at Yankees games, and most famously, the guy who kept bugging him about New York City's ban on pet ferrets. Well, the New York Times pointed out this week that all of this is on tape, and they went through the tapes to find some choice tidbits, and they wondered what this vast record of off-the-cuff comments will do to his presidential ambition. Probably not much. Giuliani's campaign slogan is already something like, he's crazy and mean, so let's make sure he's on our side.
I think so long as he's got the lapel button on, I don't think any questions need be asked.
I think so.
And this country has not been attacked by ferrets.
That's true. Although, if you listen to that particular thing, it's widely available on the internet, Giuliani's anti-ferret rant, you know what all you need do to unnerve him at the next debate. Just be talking, making some point about, you know, the Patriot Act or whatever, and have your friend the ferret just poke its head. Mr. Romney, if you're listening, this will get him. Just have the ferret come around your shoulder, and Giuliani will totally lose it. Hates the things. Paula, some good news for once. The Idaho Hall of Fame honors many of that fine state's residents, historian Louise Shattuck, Nez Perce tribal leader Chief Joseph, and now they're planning to induct whom into their hallowed hall?
Well, Larry Craig.
Exactly right. Less than a week after he decided he would stick it out in the Senate despite a certain legal setback in Minnesota, Larry Craig got some good news. This is how Hall of Fame board director Harry Magnuson defended the decision to induct the senator. Quote, Larry Craig has made a great contribution to Idaho over the period of 20-some years. At the time it was considered, this other matter had not come up, unquote. He wouldn't comment on rumors that Craig's plaque in the hall would be, as Mr. Craig would himself wish, be mounted in the men's room.